Legislation that would result in at least 1 year of prison time for possessing, selling, and distributing artificial intelligence produced nudity of a minor heads to the House floor. The measure increases the penalty for doing so from a misdemeanor to a felony. Joseph Daniel says when his daughter was 13, she was the victim of a pornographic deep fake.
A felony classification sends a clear message. This is serious, this is harmful, and there will be significant consequences. It helps protect not just my child, but every child and every person who could next be targeted.
Mandeville Senator Patrick McMahon is seeking to increase state funding of the state's high-dosage tutoring program from $30 to $45 million. This would allow for state-funded high-dosage tutoring for students up to the eighth grade. McMahon says high-dosage tutoring has helped the state lead the nation in learning loss recovery following the COVID pandemic.
It has been wildly successful to the point where other states are copying what we're doing.
McMahon's bill is heading to the Senate floor. The second-seeded LSU women's basketball team begins its road to the Final Four tonight as the Lady Tigers face 15-seeded Jacksonville at 5 p.m. Tonight marks the first NCAA tournament appearance for four LSU freshmen. Senior Flaunje Johnson says she's offering as much advice as possible to the younger players.
Trying to just get everybody to focus on one game at a time. Let's not look too far ahead. Even though it's enticing, even though social media and all this, don't think too far ahead and just stay focused on the task at hand.
From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jeff Palermo on Tix FM.